I'm here with coach of the Ben Davis Giants, new head coach of the Ben Davis Giants football team, Coach Russ Mann. Owen Pulley right here. Coach, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. So you take on this team, previously led by Coach Jason Simmons, took a job at Miami of Ohio to be the running backs coach. How did that opportunity come up for you when you found out that there was an open head coaching job?
Well, the falling dominoes of college football is kind of why I don't want that life. Like, it just takes one domino to fall. And it was two dominoes in this case. The running backs coach from Miami of Ohio jumped on staff at Purdue, and the offensive coordinator at Miami of Ohio jumped on staff in Minnesota. And that probably changed maybe 10 to 15 different men's lives in coaching football. And it trickled all the way down to the high school level, where Coach Simmons was called by Miami of Ohio to take both men's responsibilities, not necessarily the offense coordinator of calling offense at the college level, but it's just a matter of time before he does. He became the recruiting coordinator of Indiana, which was the offensive coordinator's job at Miami of Ohio, and became the running backs coach. So it trickled all the way down to the high school level.
So you've had multiple coaching jobs in the past, such as Lawrence Central, Warren Central, I believe North Central as well. Yeah. So run us through that coaching history that you've had, that you've added to your resume over the years.
I got lucky. My very first student teaching job was in Washington Township at Eastwood. And it was in the fall semester. And then there was an opening at North Central. And when I jumped up to the high school in the spring, head coach Rick Strife was there. And Rick Strife was already a four-time state champion at Cathedral. He had jumped up to the MIC football, and he was developing a strong North Central team. In fact, we started my very first season at North Central was Coach Tom Allen's first season here. And we started off 7-1 that year. I mean, and I knew at that time that it's just a different level of football down here because of the North Central that I knew in the 90s was a basketball program. And there it is in 2004, just as good as anybody else in football. So at that time, he gave it two seasons before he started to trickle back towards Cathedral. I got to coach with a few different gentlemen at North Central, Mark Hayes and Keith Shelton. Then jumped on staff with one of my best friends in life, Jason West, at Lawrence Central. We had a great season in 2012, 15-0, 5A state champs. It was a first year before there were six classes. And then Warren Central called us and asked us if we could go down there. 2013 was a successful season, and then been there until jumped on staff here with the Giants.
And you've been on the staff for 1 year. And what was that like as your first year? Unfortunately, didn't get it past the first round of sectionals. Had a tough loss to Brownsburg. But, I mean, your first year here, and you're joining a storied program like Ben Davis.
Yes, and it was Coach Simmons that put together an outstanding coaching staff. It was a relief to be with a lot of men who took pride in just, like, helping kids. And a lot of times I don't call the high school students kids, and a lot of times I don't call them our football team kids. But when push came to shove, it was just nice to be with adults that were coaching kids in football. Like, it was very nice that they put the program first, they put the kids first, and they weren't worried about other things that come with football, such as titles, such as like specific name titles for themselves, or worried about just 7 o'clock. They liked the whole process that went with football. And it was a pleasure to be on this staff, because back when I grew up near Penn High School, and Penn High School and Ben Davis raised the level of football for all of us in the 80s and 90s. So I knew of Ben Davis week two of the season. Either Penn would travel down to Ben Davis or Ben Davis would travel up to Penn. And then around November, as they were playing the state championship, and my dad would turn on the TV around Thanksgiving for it was either Penn or Ben Davis in the state championship or the 5A state championship.
Or 2017 when they played each other.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a close one. Good. It was a close game, wasn't it?
63-14, pretty close.
That was one thing. Now, Penn is got the same type of history up there. My daughter has a freshman, she played JV basketball this year, and she played up at Penn. That was the first time I had been in Penn High School since I took the SAT there. I think I took the SAT there like 1990, seven-ish, six-ish. So, like, it was the first time I'd been at Penn High School, and I walked back to Freeman Field. I think that's what it's called because I took a picture of it. You could see it from inside the school. But when we played the Giants in 2004 at North Central, I remember calling my dad, and this was no disrespect to Penn. I said, it's going to be a tough time for Penn to win another state championship. I said, not only do like we only know of Ben Davis, Dad. I said, we only know Ben Davis. I said, we just scored 41 on Ben Davis. And all the teams down here in Indy are like this. I said, Lawrence North is like this. Warren Central is like this. I said, they might only have to take on one team. I said, but wow, the football down here is completely different.
Mick football is. Yes. Mick football, Mick basketball. Really, no any sport in the Mick.
Mick basketball, crazy. Too. Like, my goodness. Yeah, like, all like the it started in 1999, the Mick conference, and the principles that, you know, that it was formed on, and just making sure that you could make yourself the best program you can by going against the best every single week. And you can't take a week off. Now, basketball, you can at least get 20, 24 games, and you might be able to play somebody that isn't very good on a Tuesday night every once in a while. But it's not getting it's actually the level is so high now that you have to come with your every single night, or you are going to the level of basketball, the level of football is so high now that anybody can knock you off.
So I see on your Twitter that you're posting a lot of going to Chapel Hill in the mornings, working with the classes of 27 and 28. Those are big classes, obviously. As a senior in class of 23, we kind of, oh, well, I'm graduating. It doesn't matter anymore. But for you, who's going to be here for years on end, that's the big thing. The next class is the huge thing. And what is your premise on working with the middle schoolers?
We're designing now for where we can get to Lyndhurst and then get back here to teach in the morning and see if we can get some players over there, too, just see if we can get across traffic and get here at the right time. So we're going to try to meet with the Lyndhurst coaches. This was just a quick little kind of a pilot to see how it would go. And we have who are going to be the eighth graders. There were 28 there yesterday morning. So it's time to get over to Lyndhurst to do the same thing. And it's nice to have our coaches there, but when you have some of the returning starters doing it too, like running the drills, I think the players like the eighth graders like the players just more so than they do the coaches being there. So it's a testament to our players that are getting up and going over there too. Like that creates a little buzz, creates a little excitement. Make sure that we have them wearing, you know, some Ben Davis gear in about 2-3 years when they're in the high school.
It's always a big thing to see the younger classes, like I mentioned earlier. It's just fantastic to see them already starting. And I saw, like, Elijah Price, and the caption was, working with a 1,000-yard rusher already.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you have a running back like Elijah Price teaching these middle schoolers football,
yeah,
you should listen.
When they're a freshman, he's going to be a senior. So that's actually going to be a future teammate there. So when somebody said that, when my daughter was in sixth grade and there was a girl who was trickling in as a freshman playing some varsity basketball, there's another dad that said, you know, like, can you believe our daughter's going to be, you know, a freshman when she's a senior? And I was like, I immediately turned to her and said, you'd realize when Hannah is a senior, she's going to be a teammate of yours. You're going to be a freshman. Then it just gave her a different, I didn't even, usually I could piece together the math, you know, being a math teacher the last 19 years, I would be able to do that. But that's going to be a future teammate. So they're looking at it like, it's also where they can envision where their body needs to be. Like, and they can envision what the height's like. So they've got to take a peek at a glimpse of what a high school athlete looks like.
So for the listeners out there who are excited to have you as a head coach out there, what is the biggest thing? What is the one thing you want to tell the listeners?
Well, I'd like to create a little excitement for Friday nights. We're currently working on some plans that, you know, we have six home games, and pending weather, I'd like to create an environment here. We already have the lights that go on and off during touchdowns. Create an environment here on the west side that about 5 o'clock, it might as well not even go home. Just trickle in here. We're working on some potential tailgating spots, and at least if you get dinner, you can hear the music in the stadium. you could go home if you want, but like you could also walk over to the stadium and go through the woods there and just kind of check out what's going on over there. We kind of open up maybe the end zone a little bit, get you close access during warm-ups of the Giants warming up, and then create an environment that's fun to be at on Friday nights. And if we have some decent opponents coming in here too. Week one, the first home game being Avon, then we have Pike. And as we kick off against Pike, right about the time we're kicking off against Pike, Coach Simmons is going to be down in Miami kicking off. Like, yeah, his Miami team goes down and plays the other Miami team. So we'll definitely have to send a picture over to Coach Simmons as he's down in Miami getting ready for the Hurricanes. So we'll be getting ready for the Red Devils. Then we have IMG. Then that's going to be a unique opportunity.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think that I've heard more people that have – that are, won't even be students next year saying, oh, I'm going to be at that game, myself included.
Well, IMG is a unique opportunity for students that want to go down there and how they create a little, you know, the way that they do their basketball and football. It's a beautiful campus, a beautiful area, but they are from all around the country, so they're not going to have many fans here. So we're going to have to open up both sides. I've the same thing you just said, I've had neighbors who have – kids and other programs going like, well, I'm not going to my son's game. I'm going to go check out this IMG team.
Yeah, and homegrown kids of Ben Davis take it on the guys of all around the country, and a couple Brownsburg kids on that roster as well.
I believe one of them just picked up a Notre Dame offer yesterday. So yeah,
I think I did hear that as well. So when you were talking about the college or like the experience, almost like a college experience, going to the games and stuff, it sounds like
I'd like to create that. Absolutely, to create a little. Like if you've been to a Monon Bell game here or a little like, it's fun to be at a game. I tell my daughters if they go to a game, don't even have to watch the game. Just be with your friends. Just have a joy. Like even a basketball game, you know, like once it gets exciting and it gets close, it gets tight. Go ahead, pay attention a little bit, but you should be there for your school. Be there with your friends. It is a social environment. Should be the safest place to be at. Like go to a high school basketball game. Go to a high school football game. Just it's a bunch of the kids. You know where they are, there. You know what they're doing. So I just create an environment that is fun. It is relaxing, and you kind of want the game to go to like 7-8 overtime, so that they, like the kids should want that because they don't want to go home. Then that'd be a nice
free
place.
Basketball or free football.
Oh yeah, I'd rather win by a lot more than that. But yes, but at least the kids would don't want to go home.
So the football season is rapidly approaching. We'll have all the games here on Indy's Giant 90.9. And you should be able to see Coach Russ Mann. If you go to the game, see him on the sidelines with a headset on.
Yes, I should. I'll be there.
You'll definitely be there. All right, thanks for listening to an episode, the first interview with Coach Russ Mann of the Ben Davis Giants.